Hello, everybody. This is Annette, the creator of the Digital Vibe Network. Question: do you need some inspiration? How about some stories? Like stories? How about both? That is what the Digital Vibe Network is all about. It's about shows that will inspire you through stories. These are true stories, because it is my story, and it can be your story too. It's designed to inspire you, to get you to look at yourself and see yourself in the story. And that is what the Digital Vibe podcast is all about. It is a storytelling podcast with a twist on inspiration. So I hope that you enjoy the show and invite your friends, because this is a podcast that truly is unlike any other. And each and every week, something special. Visit my website at www.thedigitalvibe.com for more. Thank you for listening. Book review on the Digital Vibe Podcast, The Wealth Building Series, Volume 1, Chapter 1, Creating More Than Just a Website. We are limited not by our abilities, but by our vision. Anonymous. As you go about your life and your business, you may have noticed that everyone and his or her brother has a website. From the housewife next door blogging about her recipes and organizational strategies, to the full-time software developer who sells the how-to report on a website. Everyone is in business. That's fine. They're not your competition. They're website owners who, for whatever reason, felt the need to participate in this wonderful medium called the internet. It really has changed the way we communicate with each other and how we do business. A website owner is someone who decided to make a mark. He or she may have aspirations of creating great wealth online. However, he or she does not have the tools and resources to make it happen. The website owner may also be completely content with his or her website. We're not making any judgments here. A business owner and entrepreneur like you has a different goal, perspective, and motivation. You want to create an entity which will provide you with the kind of life you deserve. You want to create a business. A business, as defined by InvestorWords.com, is a commercial activity engaged in as a means of livelihood, profit, or an entity which engages in such activities. A website owner fills many roles. He or she is the CEO, the manager, the technical advisor, the accountant, the writer, and so on. He or she does all of this when and if there's time. It's more than just a hobby. The entrepreneur has one main role, the visionary. Yes, in the beginning, you may be filling many of the roles to get your business off the ground. However, all the while you're creating a business that fits your vision, you're planning how to capitalize on your personal strengths. You're leveraging the strengths of others, outsourcing, and delegating when necessary and possible in order to build your business. Each and every step that is taken is based on your vision for your business. What is your vision? Now, if you're tackling this report, as we've suggested, you've already documented your definition of success, right? If you haven't, please consider going back to the introduction and taking that action. If you're feeling rebellious or contrary, that's okay. Don't do it. But this next step is going to be more difficult. A vision is defined as what you want for your business. It is different from a mission statement, which we'll get into later, because your vision is all about you. Your vision statement defines what you want for your business and what you want it to become. It may answer the following questions. Who is your ideal customer? What is your business product or service? Do you have a geographic reach? Your vision statement will also be stated in present tense, as if it is happening right now, even though you may be looking a few years into the future. Your vision statement will be emotional. Remember, this is about you and your definition of success. If you're not emotional and passionate, no one else will be either. Your vision will be powerfully descriptive. Add as much detail as you can muster. Know that this isn't a test. There is no right or wrong answer. Your vision statement is personal. You can write out every rough draft and then hone in on it to make it fit your vision perfectly. Remember, your vision is the foundation for your business. It is the tool you will use to measure your success and the tool to which you use to base your business decisions on. So this is an important step. Your vision is allowed to change. It isn't set in stone. A vision statement is essential, and this step cannot be missed. Imagine creating a business without it. Many do, and they're short-lived. Imagine trying to make a decision about hiring, about your business model, about marketing, without knowing what it is exactly you want to achieve in your business. You can't. Your vision is the foundation for your success. It is the starting place on your roadmap to riches. Combined with your mission statement, you'll have what you need to build a successful and sustainable online business. Your mission statement. A mission statement differs from a vision statement in that your mission is all about your customer. Your vision is about you and those you bring into the fold. Like a vision statement, your mission statement is essential. It will help guide you and those who support your business to provide your customers with exactly what you promise. A mission statement accomplishes the following. It defines what you have to offer your customers. It defines what makes you unique or different. It defines who your customers are. It defines your business model. If that sounds a little complicated, hold on. Don't worry. It's not. That is the first chapter of Creating Lasting Wealth. And it is the ongoing series, the Wealth Building Series. And it's just a taste of what you can get if you purchase the course. As a matter of fact, it's available right now at 70% off. So you can listen to this podcast again and again, but buy the course. You'll get the full scope of everything in there. So I hope you enjoyed that. And check out the course. And visit my website. And as I always say before I close every podcast, but before I do close this episode, I'd like to mention a couple of things. Of course, this being Women's History Month for all you ladies out there. Special celebration to Women's History Month. And for all of you men who are fortunate to have those ladies in your life, treat them well. Treat them well. So, but as always, thank you for listening.